Today on Press TV, the United Nations Secretary General says those supplying arms to Syria are adding to the misery there. Addressing the UN General Assembly, Ban Ki-moon urged the Syrian government and armed opposition groups to end the violence. He said that civilians are the main victims of the more than 18 months of unrest. Also from Syria, reports say life is back to normal in central parts of Aleppo, where the army continues to inflict heavy losses on insurgents. However, security forces are fighting for the total control of the city. The Syrian army commander says Aleppo will be soon cleared of insurgents. Iran's president says that during its three-year presidency of the non-aligned movement, Tehran will try its best to increase NAM's functionality in global affairs. During a televised interview, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said that any monopoly of power results in corruption. He also praised the success of the recent NAM summit in Tehran. In Afghanistan, at least 30 people are killed and many more injured in a blast in Nangarhar province. The explosion happened when a bomber detonated his explosives at a funeral ceremony. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack yet, but officials put the blame on Taliban militants. In Canada, the French-speaking province of Quebec is voting to elect a new premier. The current federalist government called early elections following months of student protests and allegations of mafia ties. The separatist party Quebecois is expected to win the vote and call a referendum on secession from Canada. China has warned the US not to interfere in a dispute over a series of islands in the South China Sea. The warning comes during US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's visit to Beijing. The oil-rich disputed territory is a source of tension between China and its neighbors. Two days of violence in Northern Ireland leaves scores of police officers injured in the capital Belfast. The police got involved after members of the Protestant community tried to disrupt a Catholic parade. Thousands of lives have been lost in over three decades of sectarian conflict in Northern Ireland. And a new scandal hits the Federal Bureau of Investigation. A group affiliated with the hacking collective Anonymous says the FBI has been spying on some 12 million Apple iPhone and iPad users. The hacker group has stolen 1 million such IDs from the FBI's database, dumping them online. Those latest here on Press TV.